Bradshaw practice, yeah.
Are you encouraged for this weekend?
I am.
How did he look out there on the knee?
Looked okay. Looked okay.
So he's able to play. How much does his leadership help? You know?
His energy and his fire is I think, a very, very important factor.
Scheme-wise, do you have a bigger playbook if Ahmad is available and up compared to, you know?
I don't think there's the playbook is the same. The game plan is the same.
Mm-hmm.
The game plan is the same. It's just how it's utilized when you have the veteran versus, you know, a guy who's just been here a couple of weeks or the rookie.
Right.
Tuck's questionable. Do you feel good about him?
We're going to have to wait and see on that one.
You were hopeful yesterday that he would practice
today. I was, yeah.
What happened today?
Nothing. He just they didn't feel like he should be able to go.
With Bradshaw, you said all along, it's a medical decision. Has he been cleared to go Sunday, or you're still waiting for that?
I think he has, provided the progress is continuous now. You know, we've got tomorrow, we've got Sunday afternoon, so they're very hopeful as well.
Tom, have you been pleased how Wilson has approached being a pro?
He's a young guy who has great energy, and you know, he's tried to figure it out. He'll get there. He'll get there.
How did Prince look?
He did okay. I think he did pretty good each day.
I think most of us figured a couple of weeks for Ahmad when he first sprained his knee. Were you on that track too? And are you surprised he's back this quickly?
Am I surprised? No. Did I speculate the length of time? No. And if I did, I would have been on the short end, knowing him.
On the offensive line, it's a lot of league low, 16 sacks. Can you just talk about that unit? And I guess the good
it is a unit. It's a full unit. It takes all 11 to accomplish anything like that. You have to have great communication. You have veterans up there that have done this for quite a few years. You have a new tight end in the system that's had to learn and come along. And you have the changing of protections, and the backs doing a good job with that. So it's a full unit. And then you also have to add in when you aren't protected, that people do a good job recognizing and the sight adjustments, the hot adjustments have to be proper, and we've done a pretty good job of that as well. And and the quarterback has a great deal to do with that, because not only does he have the ability to change what he sees in terms of the protection, but he also gets the ball out of his hand.
Last year, such a big part of the offense was those big plays, whether it be yards after catch or deep shots. I guess they're a little down this year. I mean, how important is it to the way the offense works?
It's very important. But it's also the threat of it that's very important. So the numbers are down a little bit, and there's pretty good reasons for that.
Are you going to ask for or look for any of the earlier results when you guys take the field on Sunday later?
No. We got to take care of our own business. That's where I am.
Ray Rice is obviously a really dangerous back, but does it help kind of knowing that he's the guy who's going to carry the load for the Ravens, as opposed to some of these, like last week where Jaquizz Rogers and Michael Turner, you don't really know?
No, well, that's who you set your plan for, is Rice, so I don't think I don't look at it that way.
If Tuck can't go, would Adrian Treacy get some more snaps there?
We'll see. We'll see on that one.
Did he injure himself today?
Who?
Treacy?
No.
No.
Are you thinking Ray Lewis is going to play for the Ravens?
I would expect that he would be made active. That's what I anticipated. It's not my call, but that's what I.
No, I know.
That's what I thought.
You guys have prep for that.
Yes, I think so. We've talked about it.
How did Kevin look today?
He looked okay. Mm-hmm.
How dangerous is it to play this team as good as it is, and yet they're on the downside? And is that a concern at all, knowing fully well that
I'm concerned about our team. We got to bring our A game.
With the rush defense, obviously you make adjustments every week trying to improve. Why do you think maybe those adjustments haven't translated as well?
This question has been asked 9,000 times, and I've answered it 9,000 times, and it'll probably take an off season to maybe analyze it even further. But, I think the first thing you do on defense is stop the run. You stop the run, I think you rush the passer pretty good.
Did you see Boston's knee, what you expected to see out of them today, that they would be okay here this weekend?
Well, I think we saw them on the practice field and taking reps. Now, how they are, you know, this afternoon, tomorrow morning, let's hope there's continuous improvement.